I'm sitting in the airport lounge, surrounded by wheelchairs. Some of my fellow passengers look so ill, you wonder if they'll survive the effort of getting to Lourdes. It's amazing that so many people can still be taken in by the idea of miracle water. The story begins in 1858, when a poor 14-year-old French girl saw a ghostly woman in white in a shallow cave near the town. Over a month, Bernadette Subaru saw the woman 18 times. The vision said she was the Virgin Mary. She said she wanted a chapel built on the site and for people to come in procession, and she revealed the spring. From the very early days, the spring water showed miraculous qualities. First, a woman with a paralyzed hand was healed. More cures followed, and the crowds haven't stopped since. Today, they come by train, as well as plane and coach, on pilgrimage to Bernadette's grotto. So many are ill, they've had to build several hospitals to help care for them while they're here. Lourdes is a strange place. The narrow, windy streets leading to the grotto area are packed with gift shops full of religious rubbish. Plastic water bottles in the shape of Mary, pictures of Christ being crucified with eyes that blink, and alarm clocks that play religious tunes. Even descendants of Bernadette's family own a gift shop here. It seems obscene. But Philip Neerdal, president of the Religious Retailers Association in Lourdes, denies the shops are in bad taste.
We would not have these shops, and so many, if there was not a need, as we say, un besoin de consommateur. The only explanation is the size of the crowds coming to Lourdes, between 4.5 million persons to 5 million visitors. This represents many persons, and this is why we see concentrated so many shops.
That is right. There is a need. Pilgrims crowd round the shelves buying the stuff. Maybe the miracle of Lourdes is that it sells. But once you get near the grotto, the shops end. The area feels and is sacred. There are now three chapels here and a huge underground basilica where up to 25,000 people can take Mass. Afterwards, processions are led from the basilica to the grotto, at night by candlelight. It's an impressive sight. The spring water has been put on tap so people can drink and bottle it. They also queue to bathe in it. 17 special baths have been built near the grotto. Volunteers lead you in, help you undress, throw a cold wet towel over you to hide your modesty, and then it's a quick, chilly dunk.
You freeze to death. You wish to God a lady took you there, then. But then when you come out and you're dry, you don't look for a towel. You just get dressed after being in the bath of ice water. I say to yourself, definitely there's something here. It's really brilliant.
I'm afraid I wasn't persuaded. Officially, the Catholic Church says there have been 65 miracles at Lourdes. Hundreds of unrecognised unexplained cures have happened here too. But that must still mean millions go away disappointed. How do they cope? I asked Stephen Fethney. He has muscular dystrophy. He killed his brother and sister and now confines him to a wheelchair. This is his 14th visit. And over time, he's come to genuinely appreciate the meaning of the place.
I actually got to understand that it isn't necessarily the physical thing that is being healed. It's actually coming to terms with one's disability. That's what's happened to me. And when I come to Lourdes, now, I actually see the joy in other pilgrims' eyes who have come for the first time and go away not being physically cured or throwing away crutches, but they have got more of an understanding of their disability and can cope.
You are my friend.
It's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning in the Carrefour Cafe in Lourdes, and these volunteers are relaxing, and deservedly so. They give up 6 days each year to come and help disabled and chronically ill pilgrims, and they keep coming back. The cafe is run by the Ganguinet family. They also own one of the best hotels in Lourdes, the Grand Hotel de la Grotte. Olivia Ganguinet says she feels privileged to witness the many miracles that happen here.
The people who come here, whichever nationality, they're all mixing together, they're all sharing something. And I think that when they've left Lourdes, even if they're dying people, they go back happy that they've been here. They go back satisfied. That's absolutely certain.
You can't help but be moved by the courage, by the caring, sharing and joy you witness here. I'm not dying, I'm not disabled, but I had a miracle experience too. Somewhere near that grotto, I lost a great big chunk of cynicism. From Lourdes in France, this is Martin Stott for The Savvy Traveller.
If you're leaving from London, a 4-day trip to Lourdes can cost as little as $450. To find out more, tap into our website at SavvyTraveler.com.